The recent crisis in the Morrison government surrounding the treatment of women in Parliament has led both the National Party and Liberal MPs to undertake empathy training. But what does this training consist of, and will it achieve the behavioural change the Prime Minister desperately seeks? Sophie Ellis has more.
Last Thursday, Liberal backbencher Andrew Lemming formally apologised in Parliament following accounts he allegedly online harassed two women in his Brisbane electorate. Lemming took to Facebook later that evening to downplay his apology, writing he didn't even know what it was for. Lemming has now stepped down from his parliamentary roles and has been sent by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to undertake empathy training. Hours before the Prime Minister denounced Lemming's behaviour on Saturday, leader of the National Party and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack also announced the National Party would be seeking empathy training. McCormack says the training is part of a bid to do better in the treatment of women in the party's culture. The Morrison government is reaching for empathy training as part of its heavily criticised response to the current reckoning of Parliament's workplace culture. Many are left wondering, can you really teach empathy? I spoke earlier with empathy trainer Leanne Butterworth to find out exactly what this training is and whether it will be enough to help a government in crisis.
There are actually three kinds of empathy. And the first one that a lot of people think of is emotional empathy. So that I jump down the well with you, I feel what you feel, and I neglect my own emotional needs in the process. Cognitive empathy is, I think I know what you're going through, which doesn't help and can cause disconnection if you make assumptions about what somebody is going through. The one that we talk about and teach is compassionate empathy, which is the ability to share and understand the feelings of another person and respond appropriately. So when we then talk about empathy training, so it's what is empathy? We talk about why it's important and why it's necessary for businesses to thrive, and then how do you communicate with empathy?
In 2019, the Morrison government spent $190,000 engaging an empathy consultant to better communicate with the community. And more recently, Liberal MP Andrew Lemming was asked by the Prime Minister to seek empathy training over the harassment of women online. Are these some common motivations for people seeking empathy training?
No. They're common motivations of people who want a PR exercise. If people come to me and say we're using this as a PR tool or it's a crisis management tool, that's not where I see empathy training lying. I don't see empathy training as a band-aid solution, especially not in the most recent case where I see it as a morality failing, not an empathy failing.
How can empathy training actually incite behavioural change?
By tapping into something in the individual that is vulnerable. If you can tap into that vulnerability, then you are in a much better position to listen and connect with those around you. If you come into empathy training thinking, I'm going to learn about the experience of other people, then you fall into that cognitive empathy piece, because then what you do is you make assumptions. You go, well, I've done empathy training, so I know what you're going through, which can actually be detrimental to your relationship with the public, because they go, you don't know about me. You haven't asked. You're not listening to me.
As someone who conducts these courses, do you think the government has an empathy problem?
I think they have bigger problems than just empathy. Yes, they do have an empathy problem, but it is rooted in a culture without consequences. Empathy doesn't grow from that culture.
So in your opinion, do you think that conducting empathy training within the government is going to be effective?
If they already have a level of decency, morality and respect for fellow human beings, then yes, empathy training will be good. For people who fundamentally don't understand that upskirting is a bad thing and have a general disregard and dislike for people and women and who prioritise power over people and profit over people, I don't think empathy training is where they need to be. I think they need consequences and a ton of therapy. We're not teaching morality in empathy training.
Empathy.